CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Today on Huskies Inside the Pack, I'm joined with third-year forward Sarah Kendall. First off, Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Most of game nights, you find yourself on a line with Sophie and Kate. I should say Sophie Lawler and Kate Ball. Such good hockey players. Everyone on this team is so unique with their different abilities, but the way Kate thinks the game, the way Sophie shoots the puck, I mean, that would be dubbed maybe your first line or not, but what does it mean being able to play alongside two players like that?
Yeah, those two play really, really smart, and I find that when I get the puck, they're always in a good spot for me to give it to them, and when they have the puck, they find a way to find me, whether it's in the slot or breakout or whatever. But they're both really smart, and we have a pretty good time together. Like, if we mess up or something, we're pretty lenient with each other. But like, it's been great. They're great to play with. Yeah.
From a player standpoint, how would you describe your game? Would you be, you know, a playmaker, a sniper, maybe a two-way forward? How would you describe your game? And maybe is there someone higher up in professional hockey, PWHL, NHL, that you try to model your game after?
I watch a bit of NHL, but I don't really focus on a specific team. I just kind of watch, and if I like what I see, then I'll, you know, try and replicate it or whatever. But I would say I'm more of a playmaker than anything. I get the puck and I look to see what my best option is going to be, and I just try and make the best play that I can from what I got.
So definitely as a playmaker, you're looking for that pass first, but whenever you score, it probably feels that much better.
Yeah, that's true.
From a school standpoint, Pontex, that's your hometown. Not too far away, pretty southern part of the province, is still in the same province. The transition from going to school in Pontex, playing minor hockey, wherever you did play minor hockey, we'll get to that in a second. What was the transition like from minor hockey, high school, Pontex, coming to a much bigger center like Saskatoon and playing with the Huskies?
Well, I actually started playing AAA and Swift when I was in grade 10, so that transition, it wasn't too bad because I knew a lot of the girls that I was going to be playing hockey with and going to school with there. And the transition from high school to university was pretty big, even though I was in the same province as like where I went to school. It was a big change. School was quite a bit harder, and just the sport just gets so much harder as you get older. And it's a change, but It's still fun.
And that's all that really matters, is that it's still fun. Yeah. What are you currently taking in university right now?
I'm in education. I'm in my second year of education. I've switched a couple times, but I think this is where I want to be.
So at the goal at the end of schooling would be teacher?
Yeah.
Any, you know, elementary, middle year, high school, anything in particular? Maybe a set class that you're looking at teaching?
I'm kind of leaning towards the grade 3-4 age. We do a lot of volunteering with the Comet girls, and I think that age group would be the U13 or U11. I'm not sure which one, but I typically ask Coach Bummer what age those girls are, because I'm like, oh, those ones they're really keen and they want to work hard, and I'm like, well, maybe I want to teach that grade. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's good that you're having, you know, even with hockey, you're having some kind of teaching experience, and that'll just go a long ways, I'm sure. Family-wise, any older, younger siblings that maybe did they play hockey, or did mom or dad play hockey?
My older siblings played hockey, not really competitively, but one of my older cousins, she played AAA and Swift, where I eventually played AAA, and she was a big role model for me. I always wanted to do everything that she did. And then when I eventually went to play AAA and Swift, it was like a big accomplishment for me to step into those roles.
And who was your cousin that played AAA and Swift?
Her name's Tori Kendall. She's also from where I'm from.
So definitely, you know, not big shoes to fill, I should say, but definitely someone to look up to and kind of idolize, maybe look at as a role model.
Yeah, she had a. She probably could have played university hockey, but she had a lot of issues with her knees, so she. So that kind of sucked, but I was happy to play after high school.
On the topic of hockey again, you and the rest of the team, you have such a unique opportunity with Nationals coming up in March in your home building, home ice, home crowd. Maybe not a thought right now. There's still lots of season left and you're focused on the playoffs right now. But tell me what it's like. Well, how cool is it to be a part on the national stage in your home building? What does that mean to you?
Well, I actually participated in Nationals my first year in PEI, and that was an unreal experience. And to be able to host that here in front of our hometown crowds and all of the people in the community and all the people that are going to help out, it's just going to be an unreal experience, and I've been really excited for it.
And you see all the advertisement around with the slogan, I guess you could say, with see them, be them. Every home game, there are always minor hockey players here. A lot of young female hockey players cheering your guys' name, ringing bells. I mean, to you and the rest of the team, you guys are the show. You're the superstar female hockey players. They look up to you. What does that mean, being able to spend that time afterwards, whether it's, you know, helping with coach or skates after game, and now you get to take it one step further on the national level?
It's a pretty good feeling, and I always have to tell myself, you know, that was me when I was younger. Like, I would always look up to the older girls and I would want them to smile and talk to me or whatever, and it would just make my day. And I just hope to be that kind of role model for these girls in the community. So
I think it's going to be an unbelievable experience for everyone involved, spectators, volunteers, players, you name it. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.